You know, working up a sweat is a good indication of a great workout. You know, you're moving, you're sweating. It's a great way to purge toxins in the body. But is exercising in the heat and humidity a good idea? Health contributor, business owner, personal trainer, Jerry Blaze joins us now. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Okay, so for many people, it's tempting in this heat and humidity to go to a gym with the AC, but for others, regardless of the weather, whether it's snow, sleet, or heat wave, they keep it outdoors. Are there any benefits to working out in like such a hot environment?
Yes, there are many benefits. Circulation is better. You're more warmed up. You're less apt to get an injury. Plus, your endorphins are high. You're out in that beautiful sun. You're soaking up that vitamin D3. That's going to have a physiological effect on your health in general.
You know, how long does it take for the body, like if you want to exercise outside, if you want to run, do sprints, whatever you're doing, how long does it take for the body to adapt to the heat? And what's the best way to cool your body down when you're done? Because you've got to be just sweating.
It typically takes about 14 days, really, to fully adapt. That
seems like a long time.
It doesn't happen in a couple of days. Your body has to slowly acclimate to the outside environment. It has to go through a process of things physiologically. On average, it's about 2 weeks.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
For sure, yeah.
It's feeling very tropical outside, and it will continue to feel that way in the days ahead. We actually have a couple of runners that I've talked to that had some questions. We're going to start off with Brandon. He's with Governor Chris Sununu's team. He's an avid runner. He runs 7 miles every day. And he had a couple of questions. First, he said, should he adjust his pace when it's hot and humid, or should he just keep powering through this?
I say power through, honestly, because the quicker you can adapt to the outside stress of the heat, the better. I mean, obviously, you want to take caution and make sure that you're fully hydrated and you're eating, fueling yourself properly. But it's best just to rip the Band-Aid off and keep going.
You know, he also wants to know, like, how do you accumulate your body to running in the extreme heat, you know, when the conditions are just overpowering? Is there a way you can do that?
I mean, really, it's all preventative. It's before you head out there for the run. Again, you have to make sure that you're eating correctly, making sure you're getting the proper amounts of electrolytes and fluids, and so on. It's gonna take at least 10 to 14 days to fully adjust to the outside environment.
Yeah, I mean, this environment can put a lot of stress on our body, on our bodies. You know, Tracy is a marathon runner. She took part in Boston Marathon. She's always outdoors. She's running. She's doing yoga. She's always outside. And she actually asks, can you overhydrate?
Yes, you absolutely can. People have this more is better attitude. If you overhydrate, you're going to put excessive amounts of sodium, potassium, and other minerals in the system, and that can pull out those important things by having too much in the system. And now you're doing the opposite of what you're trying to prevent.
Now, what are the signs of that?
Well, dehydration is, there are terrible signs of that. Muscle cramp is most common. But, you know, headaches, muscle cramps, feeling of being very dizzy and lightheaded and so on. Muscle weakness also. It's not a fun time being dehydrated.
You know, she also asks, you know, why does your body overheat so much faster in the higher humidity?
That's because just like in cold weather, your internal core temperature is going to adjust to the outside environment. And when it's humid out, your body is going to, it's going to interpret the outside temperature as higher than it really is. If 65 could feel like 95 and so on. So, but when it's the opposite, and temperatures are high, but humidity is low, the body runs a lot more efficiently.
How long does it take for the body to rehydrate?
It only typically takes maybe an hour or two. It doesn't take very long. You want to always have some sort of electrolyte replacement drink.
Yeah,
on
how important is replacing electrolytes?
It's extremely important. It's so important, and not just for running outside, not just for outside activities, but for weight training, any kind of physical activity. My first priority every morning when I come to work is to rehydrate myself, you know, for the first few hours that I get here and for the rest of the day. It's going to prevent injury. It's going to prevent a lot of other unwanted side effects.
So what is the major message here? I mean, because obviously safety is a big priority. You know, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. What are the main things that people should really focus on, whether they're running outside or they're trying to do a workout? I mean, because there's so many people who, regardless, still will go outdoors. I mean, you see it every day.
I mean, the best thing I can say to you, it's all preventative again. It's make sure you're properly fueled, properly rested. Make sure you're fully, hydrated. Hydration is probably the most important thing. People tell me all the time, I drink a gallon of water a day. Why am I cramping? Why do I feel crappy? And then their diet is terrible, and they're actually pulling out nutrition and electrolytes out of their body. So eat right, sleep right, and you'll be fine. And also, too, you got to dress properly, too, if you're going to be working. You got to dress properly, loose clothing, nothing binding. There are various, wicker type, materials you can wear to absorb the sweat and so on.
Okay, so, for those who this does not sound appealing to, maybe the gym is a better fit. You know, Jerry, if our listeners have questions for you, what is your email address and where can people find you?
Anyone can find me at any time at the Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire. My email address is Blaze, that's BLAZE, BODZ, @ Outlook.com.
Thank you, Jerry. And Jack, we have a question for you. Are you still taking your daily walks in this heat and humidity? Or are you just taking the time off?
I still am. I don't know if Jack is, but yeah.
You're still doing
I'm
it.
Still
You're
doing
biking.
It. I'm still cycling and everything like that. And I'm going to be getting back in the gym on August 1st because a little closer to the microphone for both you, Corey and Jerry. I've got a baseball dinner to attend in September, and I want to get into a little bit of tip-top shape for it.
Excellent.
Any words of advice for him there, Jerry?
Just get there. Half the battle is showing up.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Have yourself a great afternoon.
You got it. You too.
Bye-bye.